Imagine opening your bedroom door and stepping directly onto a moonlit Venetian street, the scent of fresh bread wafting from a nearby bakery. This tantalizing possibility forms the heart of the Book of Doors, where ordinary thresholds become portals to anywhere and anywhen in the world. When bookstore clerk Cassie Andrews discovers a mysterious leather-bound volume beside her deceased customer, she has no idea it will transform her understanding of reality itself. The ancient book bears a simple inscription: "This is the Book of Doors. Hold it in your hand, and any door is every door." What begins as an exhilarating adventure, visiting Paris for lunch, the Himalayas for sunset, soon reveals itself as something far more profound and dangerous. Because in a world where doors can lead anywhere, some should remain forever closed. The Book of Doors exists within a secret ecosystem of magical volumes, each granting its owner a unique power. Drummond Fox, once the librarian of a hidden collection, carries the Book of Luck, the Book of Shadows, and the Book of Memories. Dr. Hugo Barbary wields the Book of Control, manipulating objects with supernatural force. A mysterious woman uses her Book of Despair to transfer suffering to innocent victims. While in Chile, a man named Azaki creates perfect illusions with his magical tome. What makes these books so compelling is how they reflect human desires and fears. Each character's relationship with these books reveals their deepest nature. Whether they seek to help others, accumulate power, or inflict suffering for pleasure. And as Cassie soon discovers, these powerful artifacts have influenced human history for centuries, potentially explaining the success of ancient civilizations like Egypt and China. Cassie's magical explorations end abruptly when Drummond Fox, a weathered Scotsman, warns her at a neighborhood deli. People are hunting these books. The threat materializes through Dr. Hugo Barbary, whose refined appearance masks his brutality. With mere gestures from his Book of Control, he sends furniture flying, pins staff against walls, and shatters windows while demanding their books. As chaos erupts, Cassie's book hums with energy. Grabbing Izzy's hand, she visualizes Lion, and a door appears on the deli wall, revealing moonlit cobblestones. They escape just as Barbary's magic scorches the wall behind them. What began as enchantment has become danger, forcing Cassie to choose between protecting her Book of Doors or surrendering it to prevent harm to loved ones. In the Fox Library, a red sandstone house hidden in the Scottish Highlands, Drummond reveals that the book enables both spatial and temporal travel. Any door is every door applies to both location and time. Cassie realizes she might see her grandfather again, the man who raised her after her mother's overdose and died before experiencing the world beyond Pittsburgh. Hours after discovering time travel, Cassie and Drummond visit 2012 Oregon, where Cassie meets her healthy grandfather at a familiar diner. After proving her identity, she shares that she works in a bookstore, fulfilling his dream for her. When she attempts to warn him about his future illness, he refuses, instead advising, "Choose happiness rather than waiting for it." Their meeting ends with a meaningful hug before he leaves, while Cassie releases her grief in the rain. The stakes escalate when Hugo Barbary ambushes Cassie, hurling her alone into 2012 New York without the Book of Doors. Stranded without money or ID, she spends a night in Times Square, telling herself, "It's warm, you're not going to die immediately." Desperate, she approaches Mr. Weber's younger self, the customer whose death began her adventure. After sharing a private story he told her in the future, he believes her and offers temporary shelter. Eventually, Cassie's frantic search for the Book of Doors becomes merely a hobby. When she realizes the possessions in his apartment after his death were actually hers, she accepts her fate, resigned to traveling to the future, 1 minute at a time. After nearly a decade stranded in the past, Cassie returns to her time and reunites with her friends. They confront a mysterious woman hunting magical books who reveals her skirt is made from the Book of Despair. When touched, Cassie experiences crushing hopelessness, life reduced to monochrome suffering, ending only in death. While others are incapacitated, Izzy remains protected by Cassie's Book of Safety. Recognizing the glowing feathers of the skirt are pages from the Book of Despair, Izzy sets them ablaze. Cassie and Drummond then hurl the burning woman through a portal into nothingness, where she disintegrates with 1,000 fractured howls. Cassie had previously experienced this void beyond reality as pure consciousness. There, memories and emotions manifested as physical sensations, rainbow explosions of color and foghorn blasts of sound. Overwhelmed, Cassie used the void's creative power to transform her emotions into special books, scattering them throughout reality and time. The cosmic truth, the magical books everyone fought over, were Cassie's own creation. After defeating the woman, Drummond reveals another copy of the Book of Doors, actually the same book at a different point in its timeline. When Cassie touches it, text appears just as in her copy. Drummond admits he once considered destroying her book but couldn't, offering her this version, saying it has always been hers. Cassie realizes she must give this copy to Mr. Weber to complete the circle. She returns home to her dying grandfather and gives him the Book of Joy, whose cover resembles vibrant flowers. His pain vanishes instantly, replaced by delight. She sits with him as he peacefully passes away in joy rather than suffering. Finally, Cassie visits Kellner Books, where Mr. Weber sits reflecting. She hands him the Book of Doors, and he understands what to do, writing a note on the first page. As consciousness fades from sudden chest pain, Cassie holds him close, completing the circle of how the book first came to her. What would you do if you could go anywhere by simply opening a door? The Book of Doors suggests that magic isn't inherently good or evil. It amplifies what's already within us. The magical books mirror each character's true nature, revealing who they are when constraints disappear. Cassie begins using the book for personal exploration, but ultimately chooses to protect others. The antagonist takes the opposite path, using magic solely to inflict suffering. Drummond Fox chooses protection, while others pursue mercenary goals or create beautiful illusions. Meanwhile, Rachel Bellrose, now wielding the Book of Despair, continues her reign of terror. After murdering her parents and 17 others, she uses the Book of Destruction to kill all living creatures around her, contrasting sharply with Cassie's acceptance of her situation and the meaningful life she builds. This resonates because we all face choices about how to use whatever power we possess. Do we choose connection or isolation, creation or destruction? The most important journeys aren't about destinations, but who we become along the way.